IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio, in which we try to criticize movies, especially with religious themes. For that, we invited Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah as my guest speakers to help me criticize the movie Exorcist that we started its critique actually from the last episode onward. Brother Yasser, salam alaikum and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Again, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much. The pleasure is ours, actually. Sayyid Abdullah, thank you for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam, bro. It's been a pleasure always.
Thank you. Let's take actually a short break by listening to a part of the movie The Exorcist, produced in 1973, directed by William Friedkin, and then we'll be back with his question and criticism and the comments that we get from my guest speakers. Stay with us.
Are you comfortable, Reagan?
Yes.
How old are you?
12.
Is there someone inside you?
Sometimes.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Is it Captain Howdy?
I don't know.
If I ask him to tell me, will you let him answer?
No.
Why not?
I'm afraid.
If he talks to me, I think he'll leave you. Do you want him to leave you?
Yes.
I'm speaking to the person inside of Reagan now. If you are there, you too are hypnotized. I must answer all my questions. Come forward. Answer me now. Are you the person inside of Reagan? Who are you?
Back to the program. Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, as always. We started criticizing the movie The Exorcist, produced in 1973, directed by William Friedkin, starring actors and actresses such as Linda Blair, Ellen Burstyn, Jason Miller, Max von Sydow, to just name a few. Brother Yasser, let me start with you this time. You know, about the middle of the movie, you see the disappointed mother of the possessed girl takes her daughter to a psychiatrist because she was like very much frustrated with all of the tests that were run, you know, before. So she took her actually to a psychiatrist this time, not a psychologist, to perform hypnosis, right? And so the psychiatrist hypnotizes Regan, the possessed girl, and asked her about her situation. Basically, the question is, can hypnosis help or hypnotism help with such scenarios, such cases? How can we make sure, or even better, get rid of possession?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, we have to understand what we mean by possession, and it's a very misunderstood term, mm-hmm. even in the Christian faith, even in the Islamic faith.
Right.
What we mean by possession is not that somebody takes over your free will. That doesn't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that. Yes, the word in English means possession, that someone has taken something from you. No one has taken you. It is impossible for something else, another being, to take over a being of somebody else. That is impossible. That is philosophically, Islamically impossible.
But in all of these movies, you see...
Exactly. The movie is showing you something that is impossible. Yeah, the converse is true. It's a movie.
Yeah.
But it's not true.
Uh-huh.
But there's one point in all of these movies that you see that is true. They mention one particular thing, which is what? The voice.
The voice.
If you look at every single one of these movies, yes, they mention one particular thing that is common in all of them.
Yes.
The voice. That is possible. That is what we mean by possession. Is that particular... What does this mean? A human being, for example, reaches a particular stage, and for whatever reason, there's many reasons. In some of these movies, they mention some of the reasons: some guilt, some doing certain places, doing these acts, this Ouija board, these statements. Yes. There are many. I remember when I was a child, there was many that people would actually say, "You do these things."
Yes.
One was called Bloody Mary. You would say these things.
Yes.
Go in the mirror, say something. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Words have impact. Words have an effect. Even in Islamic culture, you get married by what? You get married by words. It's not the signature that gets you married. It's the word that gets you married.
Mm-hmm.
So the word has an impact. Word has an effect. It has an existence.
Yes.
So what we mean by possession is that, yes, there is a particular thing, whatever that thing may be, most likely in the Islamic tradition is a jinn. Or whatever else you want to call it, but it may be another creature, but what we normally understand is that there are jinns that are evil and there are jinns that are good. Right? So what it is this voice. It's this voice that plays on you to such an extent that as the person in many movies, even in real life you see it, it says, I cannot think for myself.
Mm-hmm.
It is bothering me. So what does medicine today do? It shuts down the voice, your own voice and that voice at the same time. It bothers you.
So what do you mean by your own voice? You mean the conscience?
Your own particular mechanism of thinking.
Uh-huh.
So there's a whole discussion of the relationship between the soul and the body. It's a huge discussion.
Mm-hmm. So you're referring to the consciousness, not the conscience.
No, the mind. The mind itself.
Consciousness.
The mind itself. In essence, they are the same thing.
I see.
In essence, they are the same thing. It's just one before the other. So the mind shuts down. You have chemicals in the chemical reactions shut down. So your own thinking process shuts down. That's what medicine does today, right?
Mm-hmm.
For people who have these type of things. Why? Because that voice goes, but your own voice goes.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, hypnosis or hypnotherapy does that. It goes after the voice. It tries to go deeper to see, okay, where is your voice possible?
Mm-hmm.
And where is the voice of something else?
Mm-hmm.
It may have an impact. It may have an effect.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I don't want to find out, but it may have an impact.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break by listening to a part of the movie The Exorcist, produced in 1973, directed by William Friedkin. And we criticize it after listening to this part with Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser. So don't go away.
Father, what do you know on the subject of witchcraft? From the witching end, not the hunting.
I once did a paper on it.
Really?
From the psychiatric end.
I know, I read it. Father, this desecration in the church, you think this has anything to do with witchcraft?
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critic program on RIB English Radio. We are still criticizing the movie The Exorcist, produced in 1973, directed by William Friedkin with Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser. Sayyid Abdullah, you know, an inspector asks a father or a psychiatrist, basically, in that movie, or psychiatrist slash priest, called the father, about witchcraft and suggests it is a desecration in the church. Because they're all talking about witchcraft and what is, you know, or what used to be thought as, you know, witchcraft or magic to be very much frowned upon when you look at the history of the church, right? They even burned the witches in the past. So what's witchcraft? And is it really a desecration of religion?
witchcraft or magic or black magic, call it what you like. The terms given to when a person has the capacity to deal with the unseen, to affect that which is seen, if I can simplify it to that extent. There are two types of magic or witchcraft that people do. Some that it depends on spells, that you do certain spells that take certain effects and harms people. And then there are direct interference of jinn themselves. The second one is more complex and more hard to do. The spells one, it's very fairly easy if you into that kind of business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us example of Harut and Marut, where Allah says in the Quran, they يعلمان الناس السحر. They teach people magic, but they tell them, don't use it for bad, don't use it to separate a husband and wife. So there is magic that you can use to do good, there's magic that you can use to do bad, and that's, like I said, sometimes it depends on spells. And even the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wasalam, they taught us a lot of ad'iyah, a lot of hirz, a lot of things that we do to avoid such kind of things. So in that term, yeah, that's what, when people try to do bad, to harm others by doing spells. And then there are those who have the capacity to control jinn, to make them possess people. And this is where this exorcism comes in the middle. Now, like Brother Yasser said, to what extent they do possess, obviously that's a discussion by its own. But nevertheless, so this is the concept of witchcraft. But it has nothing to do with religion. It's separated completely from religion. So I don't know why it's desecration to religion. In Islam, magic...
Because you see it in the history of the church, right?
No, so the church, they started their own establishment to fighting demons and exorcism.
Right.
So this is why it's parallel to Christianity. Rather, it's not part of Christianity. So I can't say sihr is part of Islam. Rather, it's a magic of its own. Islam fights it. So, for example, in Islam, the punishment for a magician is death. Because it's completely haram, the books are haram, everything to do with it is haram, and those who do it is haram. So it's got nothing to do with religion directly, but rather religion kind of comes in the middle to refute it and to fight it.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. Let's take a short break, and we'll be back with the criticism of the movie The Exorcist, produced in 1973, directed by William Friedman, here in the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
Have you ever heard of exorcism? Well, it's a stylized ritual in which the rabbi or the priest try to drive out the so-called invading spirit. It's been pretty much discarded these days, except by the Catholics, who keep it in the closet as a sort of an embarrassment. But it has worked, in fact, although not for the reasons they think. Of course, it's purely a force of suggestion. The victim's belief in possession is what helped cause it. So in that same way, the belief in the power of exorcism can make it disappear.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohammed Jad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie The Exorcist, produced in 1973, directed by William Friedkin. Brother Yasser, a group of doctors, tired of their medical neuropsychological tests on the poor girl, Regan, allegedly possessed, finally recommended exorcism by a priest, right? The question is it a good recommendation by the doctors, by the psychologists, to go to the priest and perform exorcism? And secondly, do all religions or religious sects like Islam also, or including Islam, and their denominations try exorcism?
I'll answer the second one first because it's easier. For example, but not in this type of manner. There are certain things that can be done. First of all, like one of the teachings, like Islam has certain teachings in order to stay. One, for example, is always stay in the state of tahara, in the state of spiritual cleanliness. Because these evil entities are attracted to that which is not pure, which is not clean.
I see.
All right. Just always be in a state of tahara. Even some of the enlightened scholars say that even just to keep the noble Quran on you, the glorious Quran on you, has an effect on you, and all these other things that we have. So yes, there are. And if somebody had to have somebody or one of these evil beings kind of, you know, annoy them, you know, whisper in their ears, because this will believe the waswas, then there are certain practices that can be done by somebody who has a higher spiritual inclination. The second, what was the first question again? Sorry.
Yes. Is it a good recommendation?
Basically? I mean, for example, in this movie, I think it was seen as something negative. Because a scientist can't do it, so this person is then therefore not, has an out of our kind of, what do we call it? Our confines, so give it to religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is no benefit to us. So in the movie, in this sense, because as you saw earlier, they denied everything. All of a sudden, because they denied it, they had nothing better to do. They said, oh, okay, this is out of our thing.
We are done with it.
This is not beneficial for science anymore.
Yes.
Go give it to religion.
I see.
But in the essence of the movie, it may be seen as a negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at it, no, at the end of the day, it says it actually should admit that, okay, science has a limit. Therefore, there's something beyond science that does have an impact on how a person lives their life.
I see. Thank you very much, Brother Yasser. And thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah, for your nice contribution to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to criticized the movie The Exorcist, produced in 1973, directed by William Friedkin. And of course, we haven't come to the end of its critique. Some of the questions remain, so inshallah, we'll pick it up later on in the upcoming episode. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The beginning of the film, I went to Billy and I said, you know, this is something special.
The makeup was difficult for me.
Linda was just this cute, sweet, little, innocent girl.
I was raised Protestant. We didn't talk about the devil.
And then to see her transform, and what the amazing part she did with it, to see that and see what she was like behind the scenes, just a young girl, just having a milkshake, that to me is just so nice to see.
Our Father.
It was an excellent day for an exorcism.
You'd like that?
Indeed.